100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Not dead yet, and it's Sunday, so it's time for the weekly challenge. This is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week was driver error, and a lot of you came up with stories, and it's really cool the neat directions that people go. It's part of the magic of this thing, and I love it. And, well, let's get right to it. You can see who wrote stories. There's a list at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com with the text of the stories and everything. But you want to listen, so unless you're driving, close your eyes, lay back. Or if you're mowing the lawn, that would be kind of dangerous, too. But anyway, here are the stories. Enjoy them. Savor them.
I was the key driver in the campaign to reveal key driver errors in many of the millions of tweets posted. I comment on blatant bullshittery and skanks posting close-ups of their belly buttons, or tweet twinks posting selfies while holding their shirts up with the other hand. I began with the obvious. Neon signs reading open are usually left on because the person charged with shutting them off at closing forgets, or they turn them on and they burn brightly in the night until they cease to function. My lesson is, ignore all of them, all the time. Number 2. The driver error began with the tray attached to the steering wheel. It was compounded by the purchase of a double Reuben sandwich, with a large dill pickle on the side. Moving on to the on-ramp and getting up to highway speed was a cinch, since Bob had a new challenger. Bob dropped half his sandwich into his lap. The dill slipped out of his grip and shot across the center console into the bucket seat next to him. He unbuckled and stretched across the seats, just as the semi in front of him braked hard to avoid another truck. Number 3. The new order of sex dolls came in, and we started to check them out. The boss wanted to open his new sex doll brothel on Labor Day. Adjustments were necessary and some touch-ups of wigs, makeup, and software. The new models had a glitch and the manufacturer was scheduled to push out some updated code and a new firmware patch. The firmware patch was installed, and the prep doll was the first put online. Unfortunately, a driver error caused the doll to squeeze with a 2-ton force, removing the client's neither region with an ugly consequence.
Travelogue by John DeCleese. 8 horses galloped together down the steep and rocky dirt road that descended from the Sierra on the last real mountain leg of the trip from Virginia City to San Francisco. The lady passengers inside the stagecoach were grateful for the ample padding of their fashionable clothes, while the men who could afford decent hotel accommodations looked forward to the luxury of hot water in a tub to ease the bumps and bruises that are part and parcel of stagecoach travel in the West. Nobody expected any fallen tree, any driver error, nor steep cliff, nor sudden death.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. They say driver error is one of the main causes of accidents. Taking unnecessary risks. Pulling out without looking. Driving with excess alcohol and drugs. Those are the assumptions that they'll make when they find your mangled body in the equally mangled wreckage of your car scattered across the interchange. When they smell the alcohol and find the trace amphetamines in your system, they won't have to look any further. It'll be pretty obvious what led to your demise. Which is probably just as well. Because I wouldn't like them investigating any further and finding I severed the brake pipes.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 646 with a prompt of driver error. Here's my story. Bilbert and Linoleum Amanda reached the police officers at the same time as Mr. Withybotham. The man gasped. My wife was in the backyard with my daughter and this boy when they suddenly disappeared. Bilbert said, we were playing broom races. Maybe we got carried away. We ran down the street. Linoleum Amanda nodded enthusiastically. Her dad shook his head. Maladora said the two of you were on a single broom running around the backyard. She turned her back for a moment and you were gone. How did you get into the front yard so fast? Bilbert grinned and shrugged. Would you believe driver error? Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Time Warped Traveler by Aspen Gwen Womack Odonda, read by Eva Harley. A tiny being climbs upon the mouse and scrolls the wheel across the long, slender keyboard. The adventurer awaits in a world of her design. Approaching a pixelated swirling screen, she clicks the button and lift off into a swirling tunnel of color, magic, and wonderment. Still filled with the vibrations of the fear-filled life she left behind, yet buzzing with the excitement of the world approaching. Safety gained light years away from reality where love exists and harm is unknown. Guided only by a heart, a deep voice within screams, abandon! Suddenly, her mouse vanishes into thin air, spinning. Driver error, failure, crash!
Tour of Designo here with a story on driver error. In a traffic accident between a robot and a human, it's always driver error. That is, human driver error. Or if all the vehicles were automatics, it would be passenger error. If there's a human anywhere on the scene, it's human error. Programmer error used to be a thing, but there are no human programmers anymore. The AIs design each other and learn from the entire lot of yottabytes of everything that has happened everywhere since their inception. So, of course, they must be infallible. At least, that's what the robo-lawyers and robo-judges say, and what human can argue with them.
Upgrade by Eva Harley. Falling to my knees, I gaze upon the trunk before me, aged, forgotten as the layers of dust attest. Uncertain fingers find the keyhole in the waning light, and I insert the brass key. Never again, not me, not me, tumbles in a rush from my lips in fear, yet the compulsion is unabated. An onslaught of memories and emotions torment me, yet still I must. Within is me, what I once was. Now, a simple data transfer. New external shell, bits, bytes, and processors. Voila, me 2.0. Lies, I think. Another advertisement obstructing my view. Then, driver error, upgrade required. You can find more of my madness at harlequinadventure.com. Thank you.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 646 on the topic of driver error. Driving around my area, I see an awful lot of that, but I have two stories for you. And my first one is called Four. Reuben stepped up to the first tee and waggled his new driver. A Callaway Epic Star, this piece of titanium set him back $700, but he was going to blow away his playing partners. He hit the ball with a mighty wallop and shanked it, spinning the ball off the fairway and into a sand trap. The process repeated itself on subsequent holes with minor variations. A slice here, a hook there. In other words, golf as usual. At the 19th hole bar, Reuben, who had bragged about the new club, now blamed his purchase. "Driver error," he muttered by way of explanation. And my second story is a continuation of the first one, and it's called Life in the Fast Lane. The foursome, now thoroughly lubricated after 90 minutes in the bar, climbed into Reuben's Jaguar. He punched on the satellite radio, tuned to a classic rock station, and sped out of the country club, leaving a small dust cloud behind him from the gravel road. Turning onto the highway, he accelerated until the big car was cruising at 80 miles per hour. Given his state of inebriation, Reuben required all three lanes to keep the car on the pavement as his terrified passengers tried to get him to slow down. When the car crashed through a barrier and sailed off an overpass, Reuben's last thought on earth was, "Another driver error." And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning, Richard here. And one story this week. Topic is driver error, and that's the title of the story. I recently came across an article about how a dodgy graphics driver caused Second Life to wreck printers. Personally, I doubted a simple driver error could destroy hardware, but it intrigued me enough to want to try. Obviously, I wasn't going to write malicious code on my own system, but tech support at work had been giving me hassle lately, so... It worked. Too well. Not only did it fry the printers, it destroyed hard drives, backup servers, and to my horror, the missile launch safety devices. Now, before Russia retaliates, I'll just print out a quick apology. I'm done. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Lunite people, Tom here, and I've got updates. Movement. Charlie Lacrosse passes Linda and is tied with Chelsea. A mere one story from entering the lair of the Golden Monkeys, driving Andrew Ian Dodge to the 32nd position. My good friend Don John passes Spate with 80 stories, closing in on Gold Monkey status. In the top 10, we have a reshuffle. Lizzie becomes the 7th monkey, Serendipity to 8th, and Tura passes Zachman to become the 9th monkey. But the story of note this week is a mere 100 stories separate us from the 1 million word mark. 10,000 stories. Pretty impressive. That's all us. Average keeps dropping. Soon we'll be 15, but tain't bad. And my story this evening is called, "Sorry Dave, too bad you didn't bring your helmet with." The monitor of the car kept flashing driver error. This didn't stop the vehicle from climbing to 135 miles an hour. Look who's talking. We just passed a hospital, a grade school, and a graveyard entrance. And I might clearly point out the 25 mile an hour speed limit signs. The screen went blank for a second, then flashed. Fuck you. Jack pressed the manual override button. The car slowed to a stop, but then rolled backwards in reverse up to the lynch gate. Driver error flashed once. Then the car exploded, but not before the onboard speaker wailed, "That means you, monkey boy." And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Hospitals can cure anything, really. Just upload the consciousness to a storage facility, take a DNA sample, make the necessary changes, speed grow a clone, and inject the consciousness into the new body. While the clone grows, there are mechanical bodies available for use. Some people don't like to wade in the white noise of the mainframe, so a mech keeps them busy. Usually, installation is smooth and painless, but sometimes things go wrong. Families don't deal well with those. So, the doctors return the body to demo mode, and it sits and smiles and blinks and remains peacefully silent while they scream inside.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of driver error. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week. And the next topic. Oh, right. Oh, addictive, or addiction, or whatever. Use it as inspiration. Remember, it's not a cage or a narrowing thing. I'm babbling again. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this, and go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for a list of the people who are part of this, the text of the stories, links to all sorts of things, archives of over 13 years of stories. Oh my god. And the kitty cat picture of the day. And as always, keep it brief.